Hello everyone and welcome to Hoigo, lesson number 24. Today, natural disasters. Things like volcanoes, typhoons, they will happen someday, somewhere, somehow. So, let's study a little English and let's try to be ready. Here we go. Are you ready? Let's start. Hello everyone. Before we get started with the podcast, ポッドキャストが始まるの前に、今月7月の31日に渋谷でおもてなしセミナーが行われてます。あそこで質問かコメントがあったらあそこで話し合いましょう。hoigo.com で申し込みできますから、I'll see you there and I look forward to meeting you.あそこのいる間、今日のポッドキャストについてのワークシートも無料でダウンロードできます。Okay, that's enough from me. I hope to see you soon. Let's get started. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another Hoigo lesson. Recently, there has been a lot of activity in the Owakudani area of Hakone. I go to Hakone.Very often. And the volcano activity there is worrying to many people. So today, let's talk about natural disasters. They will happen someday, somewhere, somehow, to someone. 誰か someone. どこか somewhere. いつかSometime. どうやってかわかんない。Somehow. So let's study some English and let's be ready. First, basic vocabulary for natural disasters.
日本語で言うと、自然。自然。あ、天災。天災。正しく言ってるかわかりませんけど、
natural disasters. So, まずは火山。There are many volcanoes in Japan.
桜島.
Even Fuji Mountain is a volcano.
火山。
次、台風。
台風、英語で言うと、台風。あんまり変わりませんね。台風とハリケーン、あとモンスーンありますけど、それ場所によって言葉変わりますね。アメリカの東側なら、ハリケーン、ハリケーン使います。
In the Pacific Ocean, 太平洋で、we use the word 台風。あと、in the Indian Ocean,We use the word monsoon. They're all the same, but in Japan, we have many typhoons. We just had a typhoon this week. Were you okay? It rained a lot. Next, tsunami. How do you say tsunami in English? You can say tidal wave.
Tidal wave. でも、tidal wave より、津波がよく使われます。
The word tsunami is more popular than the word tidal wave. And this is because, maybe 60 years ago, off the coast of the big island of Hawaii, there was a tsunami in Hilo,
Hawaii島の Hilo で大きな津波があって、その時まだアメリカでそんな津波の経験あまりなかったんですから、そしてその津波の情報を新聞とか流れる時、津波の言葉使いましたね。2K の日本人結構言いましたね、ハワイで。今でも津波使ってます。津波。
Next. I don't know if I can say this correctly.In Japanese, but it's
動弱崩れ。Landslide. Landslide. Land は土地、slide は滑る。そう、確か。土地は滑ってる。A landslide.
Sometimes in steep mountains, there are many places where landslides can happen. Two or three years ago, there was a very big landslide that created lots of damage and death on the island of Oshima near Odawara. Because Japan is a very mountainous country, there are many landslides, so please be careful.
Next, kaji. Fire. That's easy, fire.
There are many wooden houses that are close together in Japan. So just like the Edo period, fire poses lots of danger to many neighborhoods in Japan.
Next, kōsui, I think.
It's a flood. When it rains a lot, the water level in the rivers goes up very high, and sometimes they will come over the banks and flood the area. Many years ago, I had an experience with a flood when it rained a lot. The water came up to the steps of my house.
Next natural disaster is jishin.
An earthquake. Earthquake. Earth は地球のことですね。Quake は揺れる。So, 地球が揺れてる。Earthquake.
Wow, there are many earthquakes in Japan.
I'm from California. There are many earthquakes in California as well.
The most important thing during an earthquake to do is stay away from the windows. Find a safe place, maybe under a table or in a doorway to protect yourselves.
Next, tatsumaki. Tatsumaki. I think it's tatsumaki. Sometimes I make a mistake and say tachimaki. But in English, it's a tornado.
Tornado.
In the central part of America, there are many tornadoes. Not so many on the east and west coast, but in American states like Texas, Oklahoma, that area, there are many tornadoes. Tornadoes are very scary because the wind is very strong and will tear the roof right off your house. In America, some houses have tornado shelters where you can run underground.
家の地下にある避難所がありますね。トルネードが多いところで。
Next, 雷。雷 in English is, I think, separated into two words. There's the light, which is called lightning, and there's the sound, which is called thunder. Lightning and thunder. I really enjoy seeing the power and beauty of nature. When a typhoon comes, I live near the ocean, so I will go see the big waves. And if there's lightning and thunder, I will go look and listen as well. These are natural disasters that can happen in Japan. Let's review one time.
一回復習していきましょうか。
Volcano. Volcano. Typhoon. Typhoon. Tsunami. Tsunami. Landslide.
landslide, fire, fire, flood, flood, earthquake, earthquake, tornado, tornado, lightning, lightning, thunder, thunder. Yeah, それは基本的な natural disasters. Next, let's use these and practice some new grammar. この新しい言葉を使ってちょっと文法に入れて使っていきましょう。この時あのワークシート見て書いてありますからそれを役立つと思います。例えば津波が起こったら何々した方がいいですよ。If a tsunami happens, you should go someplace high. If an earthquake happens, you should stay away from glass. If a flood happens, you should go someplace high as well.Next word. 何々は危ない。なぜっていうか、ピー。A volcano is dangerous because it produces lots of gas, heat, and rocks. A typhoon is dangerous because it creates strong winds and heavy rain.A tsunami is dangerous because it's a large wall of water that will cover and destroy many things. Next sentence. 次行きましょう。何々起こったら一番安全なことは B です。So, 一番安全なこと。Safest. Safest. So here's the sentence.It is safest to go to higher places if a tsunami happens. It is safest to stay away from mountains if a landslide happens.
次、何々起こったら何々やってください。だいたい外国人観光客増えて来ましたから、あの旅館かホテルもし行ったら何々した方がいい、何々してくださいって伝えたいと思います。
Please peep if a volcano happens. So for example, please walk calmly outside if a fire happens. Please.Don't use the elevator if a fire happens.
火事が起こるとき、あの、エレベーター使わないでください。
Please stay calm if an earthquake happens.
それも大事と思いますね。Please stay calm. 落ち着いてください。冷静に反応しましょう。Please stay calm. 最後の文章は、何々が起こってる間、何々を気をつけてください。
Be careful of peep during a peep. For example, please be careful of glass during an earthquake. Please be careful of the fire during a fire.
Okay, how was that? Good job. Study some English, learn a little, and be prepared.
So, 準備してくださいね。心、頭、もう、消費、物、水。
Be prepared. Get ready. Because
something will happen at some time to someone somewhere. Next, 最後に some words you can use. New words at the end. 何々から離れてください。Stay away. Stay away. Stay away from the glass. Stay away. 何々を気をつけてください。Be careful of. Be careful of. Be careful of rising water. According to. 何々について。According to. ニュースについて、今夜大雨です。According to the news.There will be heavy rain this evening.
新聞によって明日台風が来る。
According to the newspaper, there will be a typhoon tomorrow. Next. Eruption. Eruption.
これ火山の噴火のこと。噴火。
Eruption.まあ、最近大涌谷も結構近く通ってますから Eruption は私にとってちょっと使われてる言葉ですから Eruption 噴火何々した方がいい You should You should
火事があるときエレベーター使わない方がいい
You should not use the elevatorDuring an earthquake.
何々が起こるじゃないと思う。何々期待しない方がいいと思う。
I don't expect.
いや、火山が噴火しないと思う。
I don't expect the volcano to erupt. I don't expect.The volcano to erupt.
あと、また外国人の話に戻って、もし一緒に行ったら、情報を伝えることは大事と思いますね。そして4つの質問答えなきゃいけない。なぜ、何、どこ、どうやって。
Why? What? Where? And how?
そう何々した方がいいって言ってもみんなやっぱり理由分からなかったら必死にやらないと思うそしてまずその why 伝えて For example For your safety あなたのいや安全のため落ち着いて外行きましょうそして何を外行くことどこに外どうやって Oh, please use the stairs. 階段使ってください。避難してるとき、落ち着いてください。落ち着いて。Be calm. Be calm. Relax. Be calm. もし誰か興奮してるとき、それ一番大事と思うね。Everyone, please be calm. Be calm. 私についてください。Please follow me.Follow. Follow. 何々しない方がいい。Please don't. Please don't. Please don't go outside during a lightning storm. Please don't go to the beach during a typhoon. And last word today.危険、危ない。Dangerous. Dangerous. So I think everyone, you did a wonderful job today. And I think maybe this is a little important because 外国人観光客、何の観光客でも、友達家によっても、
ちょっと責任がありますね。守ってあげたいね。特にあの人がどこに行けばいい、どうやって反応すればいいか分かんなかったら、I think it's our responsibility when we have visitors to this country or our house to show them or take care of them when bad things happen. Especially if they're new, we need to tell them where to go, how to act, what to do, and what not to do.
もしこのポッドキャストに聞いてるなら、そういう時もしあったら、いい反応できるように頑張ってください。
Okay everyone, thank you for listening today. And remember, 7月今月の31日の金曜日6時から8時まで渋谷でちょっとおもてなし英会話英語のセミナー行われてますから、30人まで予約できますから、www.hoego.com で予約して、 And I'll see you there. Let's enjoy English, practice English, and if you have any questions or comments, あそこで話しましょう。質問かコメントがあったら。Excellent. So I'll see you next time, and good luck with your English. Thank you for staying with us. Goodbye.
Good job, everyone. もしコメントか質問があったら、hoego.com 行って書いてください。あそこのいる間、ワークシート、他のレッスンもありますよ。Good job. おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you.